The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Now, in the studio, we've got our latest 4Ps student, and she is Amy. Morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. How are you?
Yes, I'm all right, thank you. It's not very often those 4P students ask me how I am, but
really?
You did, yeah. So you've been on there for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get you in the studio last week because you were, like, well busy out there in the green room.
Yeah.
All right, having a bit of training. And so what have you learned? What are you doing? What are you up to?
Oh, I learned how to listen back to interviews and edit them and upload them to the website.
It's quite all in, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. It's great to be able to listen back to all the people that we've been chatting to as well on the radio.
And then you can go back in, you can edit, take all the music out, because where we put it, you're not allowed to put anything with music on or full songs.
Yeah.
So you're now an expert in editing and production?
Yeah, well... Hope to be.
Hope to be.
Yeah.
So it's still coming along there. Do you think, I mean, you've done, I think it's about 3, 4, 5 interviews, podcast uploaded, produced and so on.
Yeah.
Do you think next week I won't be able to, I won't do anything, say anything, you'll just get on and do it?
Yeah, I reckon I could do it. I have my notes as well if I need to look back on them, but I'm pretty sure I know how to do it.
So that's the challenge.
Yeah.
Next week when you come in, it's almost like we've had a row and we're not talking.
Okay.
All right, I'll just float around in the background, but you just get on with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't butt in and tell you how to do it.
Okay.
So that's what you're going to do. That's the challenge for you next week.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us a little bit about you, Amy. You're a musician, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm a musician. I sing, play guitar, and I write songs. I studied at Platform One, and I graduated in 2024, so around 2 years ago now. Yeah, I've performed at the Off White Festival 5 times so far.
Wow!
Yeah.
So whereabouts? What sort of, was it a tent? Was it an outdoor stage?
On the Platform One stage, and I often have a band, but only in the summer months, really, when there's the outdoor stages for us to play on. And the rest of the time I do solo acoustic sets.
All right, okay. Mm. Sounds great. Are you booked up for this year's festival?
I'm not sure yet. I applied for the Platform One stage. I'm still waiting to hear back from that, so I don't know yet.
Brilliant. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
So how old are you now?
23.
So what's the dream? Where do you want to be in 5 years' time?
Oh, I don't know. Well, ideally, my dream job is a musician, recording artist, like making money from music. But if not, I'm also interested in radio and journalism and things like that as well. So, yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Good luck. I say it's quite. I say at the moment there's so much to be, I don't know, thankful for on the Isle of Wight, because there's so many decent musicians, singers,
yeah,
songwriters out there. So I mean, there's plenty. I mean, if you were either going to be a musician and write songs and so on, or if you're going to write about the people writing the songs,
mm-hmm,
there's so much to write about, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
Who's your inspiration?
Ooh, local or in general?
Well, let's go for both.
Okay, local musicians. Well, I don't know. Oh, it's tricky. Well, I really like Kindred Found at the moment.
Okay.
They're really cool. That's a bit more country. I don't know. So well-known musicians. I really like Holly Humberstone at the moment. I love Maggie Rogers. She's incredible. I've been told before that I sounded a little bit like her as well. I like Julia Jacklin. I like a lot of older artists as well, though. There's a lot of 60s and 70s folk rock kind of influences in my music.
Oh, go on.
Yeah.
Mention some.
Okay. I really like Bob Dylan, when kind of more like when he went electric, you know, like Rolling Stone. And
right, that caused so much trouble. Have you seen the Dylan film?
Oh, I haven't yet.
Oh, you've got to watch it. That caused it. When he went electric, cool, blimey, there were riots.
Oh, really?
You think Bob Dylan, riots?
Yeah.
How can that be? But it was true. So who else?
I really like Joni Mitchell as well. I like Tom Petty. I like a mix because I like 60s, 70s and 80s. I really like Bruce Springsteen. I feel like there's Springsteen influence in my songs a bit as well sometimes.
Good for you.
Yeah, I really enjoy Bruce Springsteen songs, so yeah.
Hey, look, it's a pleasure to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, thank
you. I'm going to send you back out in the green room. I've got another challenge for you, all right?
Okay, sounds fun.
All right, so that's what we're going to do, and okay. We'll speak next week.
Yeah.
And what was the challenge for next week?
Oh, to upload an interview without any help.
Yeah, no help whatsoever. We just sit there and just glare at you.
Okay, am I allowed to look at my notes or should I try?
Yeah, you could work within notes. Of course okay. You can. But it's what the thing is, it's all down to you. You're doing it.
Yeah.
So if you've written notes, good on you for doing it. There's so many people that wouldn't write notes and just think it will go in and it will stay in and that's that.
Yeah.
But if you've taken the trouble to write them, then use them.
Okay.
Simple, isn't it?